So let's define Leis Asur a little bit further. Leis Asur refers to straying after desires or thoughts that can lead a person to then commit the Avera, whether it's a sin of thought or a sin of speech or a sin of deed, as defined by the Torah. And the Torah mentions different types of straying. One component part of Leis Asur is Achrei Levavchem, after the desires of your heart. What's that? Those are thoughts that could lead to apikorsis, to heresy. Actual thoughts of heresy are prohibited by other areas. You've got Anoicha Hashem Elokecha, belief in one God, Le'yilcha Elohim Achirim, you're not allowed to have other gods, Yichud Hashem, you have to believe in one God, the unity of Hashem. And therefore, were a person to believe that there's no God, they'd violate Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Were they to believe, were a person to believe in something other than God, they believe in idols, that's Le'yia. Were a person to believe there's more than one God, that's a violation of Yichud Hashem, they believe there's more than one God. So, what does Leis Asur come to add? It's thoughts that lead to heresy. That's quite important. This is an earlier stage. Leis Asur achrevavchem achreinichem. Do not stray after your heart means that there is forbidden to have thoughts or thought processes that could lead a person to actual heretical thoughts. I have to develop this a little bit more. The second aspect of Leis Asur is achreinichem. Those are the temptations of one's eyes. Of course, it goes without saying that immoral acts, zinus, adultery, is obviously forbidden by the Torah. Leis Asur adds another layer and forbids a person to fantasize or to gaze upon anything that could tempt a person to commit an act of immorality prescribed by the Torah. And the Sefer Chinuch explains it and says as follows, that straying after one's eyes, included in this is any activity that a person pursues, where a person pursues the pleasures of this world without appropriate intentions. So for example, when a person eats, if they eat to be healthy or to have energy to serve Hashem, that's a great thing. But if they eat just to feed an impulse or to indulge oneself, that's straying after your eyes. Someone that partakes of physical pleasures just to satisfy their desires becomes totally, totally entrenched in the physical world. They actually find themselves on a very quick, slippery slope towards actual Averus. And therefore, what Sefer Chinuch says, what the Torah is doing is it's placing the boundaries much further out, at the early stage of intention. In order to protect a person from ever getting to the point where they'll do an Avera, it's almost like Yichud, not being secluded with the person of the opposite gender, is a guardrail min haTorah against a forbidden union. Or like not owning chametz on Pesach means that you're not going to be able to come to eat it. Because a person can't commit an act of immorality if they're not alone with a person. Or unlikely to. Or it's very difficult to eat chametz if you don't own it. Same thing here. By saying even the thoughts that would lead a person, or even indulging in this world without doing so l'shem shamayim, is forbidden because of what it's going to lead to. This is the point. We're protecting that which is precious by pushing out the boundaries. We're not pushing the boundaries. We're pushing out the boundaries to create the safe space in order to protect the most precious things possible.